Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
One of the lead stories in the Herald this past week, gambling addict Liesel Badenhorst, who stole from her law firm, jailed for 15 years. Increasingly, we've been seeing stories like this, and we thought we'd catch up with an expert on the subject. We're joined now by a counsellor from the South African Responsible Gambling Foundation, Bongiwe Ngobesi. Bongiwe, thank you very, very much for your time. Troubling story. Can you give us an idea, firstly, how widespread a problem gambling addiction is in South Africa? Do we have an idea of the numbers?
All right. Thank you so much, Darren, for firstly having me on the podcast today. And just to let you know that gambling has definitely increased over the years, specifically in South Africa, because of how things have moved from traditional landlocked gambling, such as casinos, and now that it's way more accessible to it being online form. So it's on your phone and it's easily accessible. So it's definitely increased over the years.
Does it cut across all demographics, Bongi? Or is it more young people, old people, rich men, women, or does it cut across all the demographics?
All right. So definitely right now what we're seeing is a very, very increased number of young adults or young people who are gambling. Predominantly males, but we're also seeing that females are increasing. But what's definitely something that we're seeing in trend is that young people are most definitely gambling way, way, way higher now because of, you know, they are more tech savvy, more knowledgeable on how to access, you know, betting platforms. And so they are definitely gambling more.
Are there particular danger signs to look out for? When does it go from being a harmless bit of fun to being something a little more sinister?
Definitely. So when we normally discuss this with people who call us or we're doing our awarenesses, we like to basically describe gamblers into sort of like three categories. So when you think of a robot, you have your red, you have your green light, you have your amber light, and then you have your obviously red stoplight. So the green light is sort of where everyone wants to be, what's ideal, which is like the responsible gambler who sets a budget, who sets a limit, sort of tracks the time they're in there. It doesn't take over the lives. They're not chasing their losses. They're not in debt or like sort of like if I budgeted to spend X amount of money, I'm not finding myself where I keep taking more and more money as I go. So that's sort of the ideal, you know, bit of fun entertainment. The amber orange light is sort of where people move from, like, it's starting to become what we call like a problem gambler. It's becoming a bit problematic. You find yourself spending a bit of more time on your phone or gambling. It's taking time away from socializing, your friends. Maybe you feel like you find yourself even at work on work hours where you're on your phone, you're gambling, or maybe during your break, you're driving to a casino to gamble. Maybe you're not sticking to the budget that you intended, like, no, I'll only gamble maybe 3 times a week and spend X amount. It's maybe now becoming 4 or 5 times and the amounts are increasing now. That's when it's sort of moving into more problematic. Now, when it's where we move to that red light, the stop, this is where we call like a clinically diagnosed the pathological gambler. Mm-hmm. At that point, that's where you are kind of like, they are, regardless of the consequences, you will gamble. That is the point where we see in the case of the story where you find yourself in situations where you can be stealing from your employers, you sold a house, you are in high amounts of debts, whether it's from like official credit loaners or from loan sharks. It's definitely taking away from your family, friends, and certainly at this point it's causing quite a bit of conflict with your marriage, your partners, or even just your family at this point, because you're maybe borrowing more money from them, you're always in debt, you are obviously physical signs, you're stressed a lot. Okay, so a lot of people are like, I cannot sleep, I can't eat, I can't think. And especially when I lose, it's even worse. Like, I've lost my appetite. I just cannot function at that point. So it's got some severe emotional and psychological consequences, which is like depression and anxiety, which is another thing you can look out for. And then obviously, you know, you're out of budget. Like, your salary, the minute it clocks in, let's say, for example, at 5, by 6, it's gone. You've spent it all in those very short span of time, or just very quickly, if you got paid now, in the next few hours, like your whole salary is gone, would you find yourself back in that cycle of debt of like, I'm going to try to borrow money so that I can recover my salary, make extra money to either, you know, recover the money lost or pay back my debt. So you're constantly in a cycle of chasing losses. And then when it's like more psychological, we have like obviously your reward system, the dopamine. So when you're trying to just feel the high of gambling, then at that point, those are some of the signs most people can look out for. So if you start seeing that, okay, this is really negatively impacting my mental health, my finances, my family, and it is really consuming your life, that's sort of some of the warning signs. But that's how it progresses for gamblers.
If you suspect a loved one, a friend or a family member has got those red lights flashing, what's the best way to assist them, to help them? Because sometimes engaging them face-to-face might not be ideal.
Yes, definitely. It does depend. I think the most important thing when you speak to loved ones or friends who are obviously calling in concerned about a partner, brother or sister who has a gambling problem, I think most of the time it's either A, the problem is pretty much the person who's struggling with the problem may be in quite a bit of denial. So people who are in a denial, it's a bit difficult because you can't help someone who doesn't want to be helped. But we always try to advise that, A, we don't want to make the people who are experiencing this with the problem gambling invalidate their feelings and their frustrations, because they are completely valid. But when you are dealing with the problem gambler, it's quite advisable if you speak to them to really try to come from a point of support and understanding. Try not to be very aggressive or reprimanding in your approach, but really coming from a perspective of, I understand where you're coming from. So when by the time someone comes to our line in the calling, I understand that they truly are suffering, but I understand what's happening in their brain. I know that the person who's calling in there doesn't want to be in the situation and didn't want to cause the harm or the consequences they're experiencing financially, emotionally, physically for their family. So it's just validating the person for what is going through them and the addiction, because this is truly addiction. It is a behavioral addiction. So it's like you're consistently fighting your brain, your thoughts and behavior, because they formed this maladaptive behavior or habit. So when you're speaking to a loved one, if you can try as best as you can, come from a place of just letting them know that you've observed this, or I've seen that maybe for the past few months you're spending more time at the casino. I've seen that our finances are tricky. We couldn't pay rent this month. And I think it might be affecting you. And let them know, hey, this is how it's also affecting me. Maybe perhaps, you know, here's our line. You know, by the time they call us, I tell them, hey, let them know that I found a place that offers free counseling, free of charge. They'll be able to assist you. And what you're going through, it's normal. It's not normal, but the addiction of it, I understand. I know you don't want to be in this position, but this is the best way I can help you. So that's always how we try to approach when you're trying to help your loved one and your friends. Don't try to be in a position where you're shouting and screaming, because that all it does is makes them very shameful. And when you're in that state of shame, you no longer feel like, can I get help? And then you're sort of like sending them back in that cycle of gambling.
You mentioned shame. Shame together with guilt, I think, have got to be emotions which are uppermost in the minds of people who are battling gambling addiction. How should you reach out if you're the person you suspect that you're going too far, you're getting yourself into troubled waters when it comes to gambling? Your organization, what's the best way to reach out to a South African Responsible Gambling Foundation?
Definitely. For anyone who's sitting there thinking, you know what, this might be difficult, first of all, it takes a lot. By the time someone's called us, we always just want to let them know that it took a lot of courage to call us. But when you feel like you've done an assessment, or you feel like this is negatively affecting me and you'd like to kind of get assistance in stopping, the South African Responsible Gambling Foundation, you guys can reach us on our toll-free counseling line. It's 0800006008, or they can send us a WhatsApp on 0766750710. So both those lines are available 24/7. So whether you want to do it in like the confines of your own privacy, maybe you're not ready to tell your family if they're not aware, you can contact us any time of the day on holiday. So it's 24/7, and just let us know that, hi, my name is and I'd like help. And from there, one of our counselors will be able to speak to you and essentially refer you for counseling. Also, our services are completely free, but I know for some people, counseling is quite a big step and they may not be fully ready to commit to the counseling sessions. And if you feel like you want help and you want to test out the waters, we do also have our support group that runs on Saturdays or every Saturdays on Microsoft Teams from 10 to 12. And it's essentially a support group where you essentially will be in a group with other gamblers who are also going through exactly what you're saying. And, you know, that thing of the shame and guilt of sitting by yourself and you're like, nobody understands what I'm going through. The whole point of the support group is to be in a space with people who understand exactly what you're going through, but also having our registered social workers or counselors there just to guide you through those sessions.
Fantastic. Just in closing, Bongiwe, what can one do in practical terms if gambling addiction is becoming a problem? In the old days, when there were physical casinos you went to, you could bar yourself. You could have yourself banned from going to the casino. In the online space, it's not that easy.
Okay, so definitely. So I think the biggest thing, obviously, awareness will definitely help. I know sometimes, you know, speaking to your family members is a tough one, but if you feel like you can have the support of your family members or friends or anybody you really trust to assist you, because it's not an easy thing. This maladaptive behavior is ingrained in your brain and you're trying to rewire your brain to a more healthier coping mechanism. So if you feel like you have someone you can trust who can help you with like setting limits or even giving them access to your card, that would be great. But like you said, in olden days, it was blocking yourself. So that's still something that's currently available. So yes, you can block yourself from the casino and apply for a process called self-exclusion, which allows you the freedom to ban yourself from entering the premises of the casino for that specific period of time. And also with online, it actually is possible. It just depends on which of the betting platforms. So, but you are able to also apply the same process for your online accounts where you will try to log in. It will literally tell you that you've been blocked and you won't be able to access those accounts. So that's another way of sort of prohibiting or limiting yourself from being gambling.
Appreciate your time. Bongiwe Ngobese joining us on Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann today. She's from the South African Responsible Gambling Foundation. Have a good day.
Thank you so much for having me, Darren. Me too.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.